100 of the worst ideas in history. Humanity's thundering brainstorms turn blundering brain farts.
Ever since Adam snacked on the forbidden fruit and was chased naked out of the Garden of Eden, mankind has bitten into a bevy of bad ideas. From skinny-dipping presidents to toxic tooth fillings to singing duos who can't carry a tune, 100 of the Worst Ideas in History is a celebration of humanity's historical and often hysterical missteps that have started wars, sunk countries, wrecked companies, scuttled careers, lost millions, and even endangered the Earth. Tracing how these thundering brainstorms turned into blundering brain farts, and the astonishing impact such foibles, faux pas, and F-ups have on us today.
Entertainers with stars in their eyes and rocks in their heads. How to lip-sync a music career.
The bad idea.
Create a pop music group led by two singers who can't sing.
The genius behind it.
Frank Farian, uber-successful German music producer.
The brainstorm struck.
1988.
Bring on the blunder.
Farian is looking for the next big thing in music. Scouring the 80s Berlin club scene, he happens upon models Fabrice Morvan and Rob Pilatus tearing up the dance floor. To most, they're no more than hunky, prancing boy toys. But to Farian, they're the ideal frontmen for a new band. Soon, the pop group Milli Vanilli is born. One problem, neither Rob nor Fab can sing. To cover that rather glaring deficiency, Farian secretly hires professional vocalists to record all Milli Vanilli songs, and directs Rob and Fab to lip-sync to these recordings whenever performing live.
From bad to worse.
Milli Vanilli takes off like a hip-hopping missile. Then, just as quickly, the missile explodes. At a 1989 MTV live concert, Rob and Fab are lip-syncing and gyrating to their monster hit, Girl, You Know It's True, when the recording skips, forcing them to repeat the same line of the song over and over. The Milli Vanilli fraud is exposed.
Dumb luck.
Outraged fans demand that the musical imposters be strung up by their dreadlocks. Dozens of lawsuits follow. Arista Records breaks the recording contract. The band's Best New Artist Grammy is returned in shame. Their short-lived careers in disarray, Fab slips into obscurity, and Rob dies of a drug overdose in 1998.
Afterthoughts.
In the wake of the Milli Vanilli debacle, lip-syncing has become a hot topic among music critics and fans today, with everyone from Britney to Bieber to Beyoncé being accused of fake singing a live performance.
Whopping historical foul-ups and faux pas. The President's Scandalous Embarrassment.
The Bad Idea.
Start each day with a skinny dip in the Potomac.
The genius behind it.
U.S. President John Quincy Adams.
The brainstorm struck.
1825.
Bring on the blunder.
Nearly half a century after George Washington dons a three-cornered hat, courageously crosses the Delaware River, and defeats the British Redcoats, President John Quincy Adams strips down to his birthday suit, swims naked in the Potomac River, and leaves America red-faced. Giving crack of dawn a whole new meaning, each morning Adams sneaks down to the riverbank, surreptitiously undresses, and proceeds to folly about with the local ducks and geese, all the while naked as a jaybird.
From bad to worse.
Reporter Ann Royal, upon learning of Adams' au naturel aquatic adventures, hides out in the Potomac's foliage and catches the unsuspecting Prez in the buff. Opportunistically scooping up the commander-in-chief's briefs, she holds his clothing captive until Adams reluctantly agrees to grant her a long-awaited interview. Although the interview goes swimmingly, and Royal promises to keep the president's daily skinny dip a watertight secret, other reporters eventually learn about Adams' ballsy escapades and expose him, so to speak, much to his and the nation's embarrassment.
Dumb luck.
The expose does little to forward the Adams administration's policy agenda. He's soundly defeated for re-election in 1828 by Andrew Jackson. In the end, the electorate, upon contemplating Adams' sagging credibility and saggy backside, concludes the emperor has no clothes.
Afterthoughts.
Benjamin Franklin and President Teddy Roosevelt were also said to be fans of skinny dipping, but the media never caught them with their pants down.